Welcome to the Run Your Day podcast, where our goal is to expand your focus and perspective on life. This is your daily dose of motivation, mindfulness, and so much more. And now, here to help you take your day back, your host, Dan Havner.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into another episode and another week of the Run Your Day podcast. As always, Dan Havner joining you here today. It is Monday morning, my friends, and you ought to know by now, I love me some Monday mornings. I love it. I'm weird. I love it, and I don't care. All right. Today, we're going to continue on with this six-part series of self-esteem building, and today's topic is living with purpose. All right. As always, thank you all for joining. Relax and enjoy today's show. So, we're going to talk about, to continue upon the building of assertiveness, we're talking about living with a purpose. Now, this is a topic I could talk all day about, and I'm going to try to condense it down here. I have a lot of notes, I might even skip over some stuff, but it took me forever to find a purpose. Like, I don't even know if I still have my clear purpose, right? Like, it's really hard. Many people in life don't live with a purpose. Like, they're just existing. Like, you're just kind of going along, defaulting into whatever comes your way and playing life reactively, right? And this is what leads a lot of people to be unhappy. I used to be in this spot. Like, I used to be very, very unhappy with a lot of things in various stages of my life, because when I look back on it, I didn't have a goal. I didn't have a purpose of what I was like working towards, right? A purpose is not only, you know, having something to strive for, something that's bigger than you, but also it's like a personal goal. It's an inner and an outer struggle, right? It's putting yourself on this path of something that actually means something to you. And not just something that you just do like a meaningless job that you don't like to just go and pay the bills, right? Like we as humans are meant for more than to just, you know, get up and go to a job every day and work 9 to 5 and make enough money to pay your bills and have some babies and then grow up and die. Like you're meant for more than that. You know what I mean? Like The purpose of life is to get better as you go. It's to grow, to expand, to change, right? At least in my view. At least that's what my purpose that I have found is like. I just know that I want to expand. I want to get better. I want to be something better, not only for myself but for my family, right? For the people in my life that I love, for the people that I want to serve in business. Like I do no one any good by staying the way that I am. I do no one any good. Like I need to improve. I need to get better. I need to grow, to expand in order to serve people better, to serve you guys better, to have better podcasts, right? Like you just can't stay in the same place. We as humans, you get stuck in the same place and then we're meant to grow. We're meant to go after different things, to do different things, to not stay stagnant. And that's why when you get in that place where you're stagnant, you start to get unhappy and you start to isolate and you start to sedate yourself. And it's a cycle. And I've been there, right? It sucks. So I have three different tips or tricks, if you want to call it, for really where to start as far as finding your purpose. And like I said, this is a broad topic. You could talk all day about this. I am by no means a purpose expert or anything like this. This is just three simple things that have helped me. And basically I've drawn from this book that I've been using, and I hope they help you as well. So the first part is just identifying your strengths, like literally just making a list of things that you are weirdly good at. Like you don't even have to be that good at. Just like, what is something that you are really, like, really good at? Like, it's weird to keep saying, but you know, like, I for a long time didn't think that I was good at speaking. Like, I really was a bad public speaker. And I took a course in college where literally for an entire semester, all I did was we did public speaking in front of the entire class. Every week you had to present on a paper and just do public speaking. So I became strong at that by working on it. And it was basically a weakness that I turned into a strength. And now it's a strength that I have coming on here and talking like this, even though I had to overcome the fear of, you know, being out there and putting myself out there. Like, it's something that I know is a strength for me. And some of you might not be able to public speak. Maybe you're good at organization. Maybe you're better at being, you know, detailed or just washing cars immaculately clean. Like, I don't know. Like, it might be something random, but like, it's something that is, it will tie into your purpose, because you have to be able to do this and play to your strengths. So the second part of this is identifying a passion, like something you care deeply about, like regardless of what anyone says, regardless of what anyone thinks, like you care about it. Maybe it's saving stray animals, right? Like, if you care so much about that, that you're like willing to sacrifice time, energy, money of your life to go and join a rescue mission or go get a job doing that, like that is passion, right? I'm gonna read a quote from Nelson Mandela here. There is no passion in living small, in choosing a life that is less than what you are capable of. And that really gets to the essence of it, right? Like, if you know that you're in a place where you're not pursuing a passion, where you're not playing to your strengths, you're playing this life of, you're leaving stuff on the table. You're playing small. You're not doing what you're meant to be doing. Like, you're just not in the right place. And I've been there. I get it. When you're frustrated, when you're stagnant, you're leaving effort and time and money on the table. And it sucks. It sucks because you're capable of so much more than you think you are, right? And then the third part of this is finding where you add the most value. Like, where do you particularly add value? Like, there's people I know, and even I've been in this position. Like, if you're in a job and you just really, you have to do different things that really don't play to your strengths and aren't your passion, you're not adding the most value. Right? Like, you can add different value inside of a team, inside of a workplace by doing different roles, right? Like, I used to be in a role where I had to do things that I really wasn't that good at, and it suffered. Like, the workplace suffered, that my teammates suffered, the quality of my work suffered, and then I suffered because I wasn't happy with what I was doing, right? So what it is when it comes down to being a leader, you have to be able to recognize that and put someone in a role where they're going to succeed better, not only for themselves, but for the team. But you can do this for yourself. Like, you can identify, like, I'm not really adding a ton of value in this area because I'm just not good at what I do. And it takes humility. It takes being able to say, like, yeah, I suck at this. Like, a lot of us are too proud to admit that. But once you get to that point where you can say, like, okay, yeah, I suck at this and I need to do something different, even if it's just like a different role or a different thing inside of a relationship, or like maybe it's a fitness thing. You're like, man, I suck at running. Like, hey, that's cool. Like, we're not all cut out for it. But, you know, damn it, I can ride a bike. Like, I can push myself on a bike, or I can go to the gym and knock out some weights. Like, it's nobody's business. Awesome. Then go do that. Like, that will help you fulfill a purpose more, you know, more fully, right? So, like, you got to ask yourself these questions. Like, it goes back to the strengths. Like, what problems are you better at solving? You know, like, where can you continually add value? Like, what type of, what type of problems are you best at solving? Are you best at solving, you know, menial math problems, or like bigger philosophical type problems, right? Like, what are the needs that you can meet more specifically? So these are just three things: identifying your strength, identifying your passion, and then finding out where you add the most value, that will help you a little bit to get started as far as finding your purpose, finding a mission that you can start living and start being passionate about. So those are my three topics for you today. Tips for you today. And so I'll leave you with this question. Where are you leaving something on the table with regards to your purpose? you're leaving something somewhere on the table, whether it's inside of your career, inside of a relationship, inside of your health and in the way that you see yourself, and maybe even spiritually or emotionally. Like you're always leaving something on the table. I'm included in this. I leave a lot on the table. I know I'm capable of so many more things. So where in your life are you leaving something on the table? And what can you start doing today to start taking some of that off the table? All right. So that's going to wrap up today's show. As always, thank you all for joining. Really, really appreciate you guys. Be sure to check out the Run Your Day Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter as well at RunYourDay1. And that's going to wrap up today's show. So we'll come back and conclude this 6-part series with part 6 tomorrow. Hope you guys all enjoyed the show. Go out, find your purpose. You can't do it in a day, but if you're not living in that place, start getting to that place now because the world needs you to find that. As always, thank you all for joining. Dan Hafner signing off. Make it a great rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Run Your Day podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you did, feel free to share today's show with friends and family. Until next time, have a great day.